Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with a special edition of the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Sunday, the 25th of October. There wasn't going to be one today, but saw the viewing figures of Share Talk, so I thought, well, let's try and keep that spirit going. Starting off with Blenco Resources, where we've had a good rebound here off the floor of this broadening triangle from May, and we're sort of, I suppose, just under halfway through the progression, the expected progression towards the top of the triangle at 12 pence. End of day close through this week's peak, 7.75 pence should do the trick, and get to 12 pence, or take the shares to 12 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. Stop loss at the moment, the 20-day line at 5.92 pence on an end of day close should be more than enough. On to Empire Metals, which had a little bit of a pullback later in the week, but still decent overall. The key here really is that we hold above around the 3.5 pence initial October resistance, so actually 3.7 pence, probably the nearer to the mark, and above that on an end of day close, still looking for the top of that rising trend channel from February of this year, as high as 6 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. A stock which was specifically requested for Sunday, i.e. today, is Falcon Oil and Gas, and I think it's a wonderful-looking chart in terms of the little consolidation that we've had, a tiny bull flag there for the shares. Again, we're about halfway, or just under halfway up through the expected journey here, top of the trend channel there from June last year, heading towards 19 pence. A bit of a pause, I suppose, just near a previous turn of the year resistance around 12, 13 pence, so understandable. But that's a very tight flag, which suggests that we shouldn't be hanging around here too long. And at least while we're above the 11 pence area, recent support, looking for 18 or 19 pence by the end of next month on Falcon Oil and Gas. Greatland Gold, the next contender. And here, obviously, we had the rather nasty pullback to get rid of, I suppose, most of the weak hands in the stock. Pullback there from, what was that, 28 pence back down to 17.5. So that probably cleared it, most of the weak hands out, as I said. Interestingly enough, we never traded as low as the 50-day moving average, and that's something you only see in the strongest of situations. So one shouldn't underestimate how strong Greatland is. End of day close through 24 pence, which is the initial October resistance. Sometime this week should be enough to take the shares up towards the top of the rising June trend channel at 33 or 34 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. News due on i3 Energy, and let's see how that goes this week. But as far as the share price chart is concerned, you can see that we've been bumping along the bottom, broke that line of resistance and the triangle from August around 4.5 pence during the week, bounced off the support line again from August around the 4 pence level, so well poised here. And the view is that an end of day close through the 50-day moving average should be enough to take the shares up to the top of the May trend channel as high as 9 pence, hopefully well before the end of the year. A couple of stocks obviously in focus at the moment in terms of Barry Rowe. We've had share price of Lansdowne Oil and Gas rising, squeezing up for most of this month now as people await the end of month deadline on negotiations over Barry Rowe. Here we've got we're waiting for an end of day close through 2 pence to give us the next stage up, or the next leg up, anticipated leg up, on a technical basis up to 3 pence, which is that December resistance line projection from just the middle of that month last year. This stage really only back below, I suppose, 1.5 pence would really delay the upside scenario, but it'd be surprising if we even went back below the 1.7 pence low of Thursday, given the way this everything looks set up here, and especially after the little flush out down to 1.5 pence that we already had on Wednesday, followed by a hammer in terms of the candle configuration. Omega Diagnostics is the next stock on the roster, and here it's been interesting that in a way, despite the enthusiasm of investors, we've just been in this little range here between 90 pence and a pound. Looking for an end of day close above a pound really early next week in order to give us the first target here, which is that line of resistance from July up to £1.20. And if you're a fan of the stock, you'd be dreaming and hoping for a target of 150 by the end of the year, which is the top of the overall April price rising trend channel on the daily chart. In terms of the downside, it would be disappointing if we had an end of day close back below 90 pence, and as that would steer us back towards the 80 pence area. But hopefully the shares now have done enough to consolidation above 90 pence and the 30-day moving average to take a step higher. On to Oncoimmune, and here we can see that shares made very good progress over October, finding support well above the 50-day moving average, currently £1.54, and also finding support at the floor of that rising January trend channel that's currently at £1.70. So above £1.70 on an end-of-day close, looking for the top of this year's trend channel as high as £2.75 or £2.80, which seems rather ambitious, but who knows? We've seen more ambitious things over the course of this year to date. If you're looking for a momentum trigger, an end-of-day close above 180, which was last week's resistance, should do the trick as far as Oncoimmune or Oncoimmune. On to the second of the Barry Rowe plays, which is Providence. And here I pointed out the stock a couple of weeks back now. Good support here for the shares at and above the 20-day moving average, 6¾ pence. While we hold above that on an end-of-day close basis, looking for as high as 10 pence, which is the top of that November trend channel from last year. Just a couple of shares to go now. I think the prize for the most talked about stock over the weekend is Vela. I've been trying to get an interview with the company, and hopefully I'll get one soon, hopefully before the shares have gone up too much. Over the week, we saw decent support come in at and just below the 50-day moving average at 0.075. Above that, looking for a retest of 0.12, but more importantly, the bigger target here, hopefully by the end of next month, would be a journey to the January resistance line and September resistance through 0.18. So above 0.07 up to hopefully 0.18 or 0.9 on Vela. Finishing off with Zoetic, which has been one of the better performers, one of the smoother performers over the last month or so. The point of interest here, I think, is that we previously had a target around the 40s, 40 to 45 area. It looks as though for much of October we've been in a mid-move consolidation for the share, so let's say 35 to 45 pence. Looking for a break of 45 in order to deliver the next leg up, which would hopefully be a move towards the top of the August trend channel at 70 pence. Maybe as soon as the end of November, hopefully by the end of the year. Stop loss at the moment, back below 35 should do the trick on this particular situation. And ideally, there's not even an end of day close back below recent 38 pence support. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.